With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. South Dakota is home to an underground experiment that studies dark matter, which scientists still struggle to define. An upcoming event this weekend gives people a chance to pick the brain of a physicist behind the experiment. SDPB's Jenna Scott has the story.
The Sanford Underground Research Facility in Leeds is home to the Lux Zeppelin Dark Matter Experiment. Researchers in the underground lab are hunting for dark matter. Some of the work focuses on neutrinos, one of the smallest forms of dark matter. Hugh Lippincott is a physicist. He says this matter keeps the universe together and the planets rotating.
If you don't have this extra matter, no structure forms, right? So you wouldn't see the lovely, you know, galaxies that we see when we look up at the stars at night, because the structure wouldn't have clustered together. You need this glue, and that's what we think the dark matter is providing. So we wouldn't have the Milky Way without it. You know, we wouldn't maybe be having this conversation without it, but we don't know what it is. That's the mystery.
At the center of the Lux Zeppelin experiment is a detector. That equipment measures the field where scientists are gathering material. Scientists remove particles that can be mistaken for dark matter. By stripping that material away, they can better read the signals of potential dark matter. Lippincott says they are in the beginning stages of this process.
So the detector is sort of turning on, and we're exercising all of the parts that we've been working on for the last 5 to 10 years. So this is really the time where we actually see what is the thing that we've built and how well does it work. So we're in that commissioning phase right now, and you know, we're hoping to be collecting good physics data by the end of this year. So it's really exciting.
Hugh Lippincott will talk about the experiment at Neutrino Day, taking place July 9th and 10th. It's a virtual event with multiple speakers and interactive activities for people interested in science and technology. You can find more information for this event at neutrinoday.com. With South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I am Jenna Scott.
The Oglala Sioux Tribe authorized its COVID-19 Household Economic Assistance Program. It provides assistance to eligible tribal members whose households have been negatively affected by COVID-19. It's part of the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan to stimulate the economy. The Oglala Sioux Tribe is authorizing $2,000 to eligible enrolled tribal members and their enrolled or soon-to-be-enrolled children. Kevin Killer is the tribe's president. He has been pushing for this agenda. The tribe's leadership looked at all aspects of this plan and even hope to include financial responsibility in the future.
The idea behind the overall structure of this plan is to have two nonprofit organizations that are linked. One will be a community development corporation that will be focused on profit revenue generation, and the other will be dedicated to an Indigenous community center here in the community. And so that is the structure.
So far, 12,000 online applications have been completed. If you're eligible to apply, they prefer the online method. Also, make sure you know your dependent's enrollment number. Hospitals across the nation face critical blood shortages. Organizations are trying to keep up as they face increased need and fewer blood donors. SDPB's Laura Johnson reports.
Tucked away in the back of the Sioux Falls Empire Mall, the American Red Cross put on a two-day blood drive. Jenna Lee Martin is a frequent donor. She decided to give blood again.
I think the best part is knowing that I'm going to help somebody. I'm healthy, so I can help somebody who is not as healthy and doesn't have that luxury right now.
The Red Cross reported that 30% of the population is eligible to donate blood, but only 1% does. Patty Brooks is the executive director of the American Red Cross for Eastern South Dakota. She says they focus on regional blood drives rather than statewide efforts.
We don't collect blood all across South Dakota, not from like central and western. There just isn't the availability to bring in phlebotomists and keep the blood fresh because it does need to be transported. But all of the counties that I am responsible for in eastern South Dakota do have blood donation sites available, and we've done a great job of meeting that demand here in eastern South Dakota.
The American Red Cross uses blood donations for national emergencies. Local blood donation centers are responsible for supplying local hospitals, such as Sanford and Avera. Ken Versteeg is executive director of the Community Blood Bank. He says demand for blood donations increased this year because of all the surgeries that were put off during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
kind of a catch-22 for us, where we're struggling, where we're seeing an increase in need and also a decrease in people participating in donating blood.
Versteeg encourages anyone eligible to donate a unit of blood to volunteer. Signing up is a simple process, and all appointments are scheduled in advance for safety precautions. Reporting for SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.
The fatal shooting of a suburban Rapid City man by Pennington County Sheriff's deputies was deemed a justified use of deadly force. The South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation released a summary of its investigation on Thursday. 24-year-old Ty Stillwell of Rapid Valley was killed May 14th. According to investigators, deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call and found Stillwell armed with a rifle. Deputies say Stillwell refused commands to drop the weapon, yelled profanities, then raised and shouldered the gun in the direction of the person who had called 911. The DCI says Stillwell was shot as a result. The South Dakota Supreme Court says a student who uttered the word bomb and said he wanted to kill someone while holding a pair of scissors wasn't making terrorist threats and shouldn't have been found delinquent. Kello TV reports that court issued a unanimous opinion Wednesday reversing Circuit Judge Kent Shelton's ruling that the student made a terrorist threat. Justice Scott Myron wrote that police didn't find any explosive devices. Not enough context exists around the student saying bomb to determine he was threatening violence, and only a single person heard him make the remarks while holding the scissors. Two Native American people are joining a lawsuit against South Dakota alleging that state agencies failed to offer voter registration services. The two tribal members, along with the Lakota People's Law Project, are asking a federal district judge to allow them to join the lawsuit. It alleges state agencies are breaking federal law by not providing ample opportunities to register to vote or update voter registration at places like motor vehicle and public assistance offices near Native American reservations. The Oglala Sioux Tribe and the Rosebud Sioux Tribe initiated the legal challenge last year. The state has denied those allegations in court documents. Three South Dakota players are among the nation's leading professional baseball prospects. Major League Baseball released a list of 250 top prospects before this year's draft. Cooper Bowman of Rapid City is number 170. He recently finished his sophomore season at the University of Louisville. Brandon Keel of Rapid City is number 214. Chase Mason of Viborg Hurley is number 250. They're both recent high school graduates. The Major League Baseball draft begins July 11th. It's been 20 years since a South Dakota high school player has been drafted by a major league team. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.